FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is April 24th, 2020. I've got a good friend, Gerald Salenti, on the phone with us now from, you find him over at trendsresearch.com and subscribe to the Trends Journal. Gerald, it's quite a mess out there. They've managed to shut down the global economy. And what is your take on what's being done now to fight the dreaded coronavirus, which, understand, is serious to certain segments of the population?
Well, let's stay with the coronavirus for a second about it being serious for certain segments of the population. The data shows, and it's in the Trends Journal, and people have seen it, other people have seen it as well, that are concerned about looking at the hard data, that it's primarily the elderly and some 20% of the 45,000 people dead in America are from nursing homes. And then, of course, they're the elderly that are chronically ill that are not from nursing homes. So you could probably bring that number up to an easy 30%. And then the other data, hard data, people that are obese, diabetics, suffering from respiratory ailments, those are the ones that are dying from it. So when I hear about the cases, I'm not concerned about the cases. We just saw a case in point with the boy born on third base and thought he hit a home run, Chris Cuomo on CNN, who beat him and his brother Andy, two daddy's boys that would be nowhere if daddy wasn't Mario Cuomo, the governor.
Yes.
They made a big deal about this guy getting sick, and now he's out and about. So it's the strong survive. Do you close down an entire global economy because of the grand total, as we're speaking, of about 178,000 people dead in a global population of what, 7.7 billion? How many people are they killing in Iraq? Oh, only over a million. Hey, how many people are dying over there in Yemen? Well, they only have the worst humanitarian crisis, according to the United Nations, that Yemen? You mean where over 10 million people are starving to death? And cholera and Ebola are wiping them out, that Yemen? Well, forget about that. Who cares about a Yemen? So what this has done, it's put politicians in power to make decisions over our lives around the country, around the world. And we lost our freedom, our liberty. And we keep asking for scientific proof as to why you're closing everything down. And nobody can provide one piece of evidence. And to give you the example, how about Sweden? Mm-hmm. How many, they're wide open. What do they have, 1,000 cases out of 10,000 people? Not cases, deaths. That's nothing. How many people die each day? So this thing has totally been overblown, and they've totally destroyed the global economy.
Mm-hmm. Is there any coming back for it, for the global economy?
No, because this thing was going down before. Again, we write about it in detail in the Trends Journal. One of our top trends for 2020, again, this is before all this happened, the corona hysteria, was New World Disorder. We talked about all the protests, demonstrations, riots going on around the world. Hong Kong, France, Chile, Bolivia, Colombia, South Africa, Algeria, Lebanon, one country after another, Ecuador, all going nuts, fighting against lacking basic living standards, violence, crime, corruption, poverty, people leaving the countries, rioting. They're rioting because the economies were going down. Your last quarter GDP in Europe was 0.1%. That's no growth at all.
That's what
Look
they
at car
admit
sales
to.
In India. They laid off over a million car workers in production and sales. Over a million car sales were tanking. Seven consecutive quarters of declining GDP in India. China, where they had the worst GDP growth in what, 30 years? It was slowing down before. Now you killed it. Not you, them. Yeah. The psychopathic, sick politicians.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so why are people just taking this, Gerald? I don't understand. I mean, you do see widespread demonstrations that are largely suppressed by the news media starting here. But we're going to reach a point here where people are just going to say, screw it. I don't see any more cases happening here. We had 30,000 more cases throughout the country yesterday, according to the CDC, if you can believe them. The way they present their graphics is so misleading. The New York Times just sent you material showing that they have lied about the decrease in the rate of new cases to the point where we know that the whole thing started in the U.S. The first state to really get hit hard was Washington State and King County, Seattle. That was the epicenter. And now the number of cases aren't even doubling. They aren't doubling, period. In fact, on the Times, it says too few cases to affect the change or something to that effect. So they're lying to us about it. They're lying about the fact that it really has peaked and is rapidly receding. Now their thing is, well, we have to worry about the secondary wave. Is there going to be a secondary wave here, Gerald?
Well, no, they'll make one up. You already heard the clown from the CDC say next year it's going to even be worse.
Yeah.
You know, so they're making this stuff up. They're doing it on models that don't exist, that they're pretending to again, the facts are there. They started this thing off that 2 million people were going to die. Then it went down to 1 million. Then it went down to 240,000. Then it went down to 85,000. Now it's down to 60,000. And already, according to the CDC, some 60,000 people have died of the flu this year in America.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, and let's not forget the guys who were doing the initial model in England, which is what they based the whole response on. The world said we were going to get 2.5 million deaths in the U.S., 550,000 in the U.K. They revised it downward. This was 3 weeks ago to say that under 20,000 people in the U.K. would die. And they also put in there, Gerald, that half of those people were going to die anyway, imminently, from some other cause, whether it's a common cold, because somebody who's really in a frail, deteriorated state can die from the common cold. It'll turn into pneumonia or influenza or any other number of things. That's not to feel badly that they're passing, but the fact is their time was up, and this is just what happened. And yeah, it's sad, but to shut down the world economy for 10,000 people in the UK, 50, 60. And you know, also, Gerald, don't forget that they're inflating these statistics because the federal government is paying $15,000 per COVID-19 patient. But if they need a ventilator, I heard they're paying them $35,000. So the incentive is to lie about the numbers, right?
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Financial Survival Network is brought to you today by Orin Resources, a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major. It's hot on the trail of the next globally significant discovery, creating enormous potential upside for you, the shareholder. Orin is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing high-grade, scalable gold and copper deposits and has a premier 7-project portfolio, including its 2 flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru. Orin's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management has a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets. No wonder Orin's been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Orin trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to orinresources.com. That's AURYN resources.com.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
That's right. And then we wrote about that as well. And a doctor from, I believe it was Minnesota.
Yes.
That is the one that blew the whistle on this. And the other doctors are cowardly and they won't do it because they're afraid to put their neck out. And we've seen a few doctors come out and they don't care. And they're calling it out the way it is. So, again, we're talking America has the highest death rate And then you look at why, and how about, again, it's not that high when you're talking about 45,000 people in a population of 330 million. What are we talking? 0.00 what? You know, nothing. And again, you have other people dying of more chronic diseases. But again, in America, obesity is one of the issues that's killing the people. And what do we have in America? Lots. Only 42% are obese.
Yeah.
70% are overweight, suffering from diabetes, respiratory ailments. And on the ventilator story, they're showing that those aren't working as well, and they're killing people that are putting them on it. And so the whole thing is a hoax in terms of the data and what they're saying. And they just, look, we talked about this, as you well know. You could go back to our Trends Journal of January 28th. The headline cover was Coronavirus, 106 dead in China. And then we put 1.4 billion people still alive. The Black Plague?
Yes.
This was the media hype. What the hell are you telling me 109 people died in a country of 1.4 million?
Mm-hmm.
Billion, excuse me. Why are you telling me this? Look how effectively it worked. I talked about those Hong Kong protests. Don't hear about those anymore.
No,
China couldn't stop them? Stop them now. Hey, those protests going on in India? Hey, how about those protests going on in Chile? How about the ones in Peru and Bolivia? All stopped, all locked down. South Africa. Do you know how many people have died in India so far?
Oh, it's a few hundred.
Yes, 652 out of a population of 1.34 billion people. What are you telling me this for? I'll tell you why. Because they just stopped all the protests going on there. They passed that Citizens Act that discriminated against Muslims. People were taking to the streets in strikes and protests because of declining living conditions, no work. And now, how about the wonderful living conditions in India? They are sanitary, clean as can be. There's no air pollution that's killed 1.3 million people last year. Yeah. Forget about any of that. We're going to concentrate on COVID-19. So the politicians are using this as a power trip.
Mm-hmm. And it's working.
So, it's worked.
Yeah. So is it going to stay this way? What's going to be the upshot?
Yeah, it's going to be terrible. People are going to be afraid to go on to cruises, afraid to fly, afraid to go to stadiums, concerts, afraid to go into restaurants. Afraid. I'm up here in Colonial Kingston, New York. There's not a soul on the streets. And what do I see? Somebody walking. When I say not a soul, nobody. Mm. Nobody.
Amazing.
Then all of a sudden, I'll see somebody walking down the middle of the street with a mask on.
Yeah.
I see people driving with their windows closed and a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
Grow up.
Yeah. That's a bit crazy, eh? But that's the world we're living in, right? So,
and you ask where it's going. Mm-hmm. First of all, as you mentioned, I want to go back to, you mentioned the protests going on around a number of states and how we're getting so little coverage. Facebook has banned the allowance of announcing protests.
Yes.
We wrote about it in detail in the New Trends Journal. It just came out yesterday. Their words, they will not. So in other words, whatever the government says, you must follow. And you asked earlier, how come people are doing it? It's the same reason, Kerry, that they Heil Hitler. They march to Mussolini. They salute Stalin. And if you want to see how ignorant, stupid imbeciles the majority of the people are, there's a guy with a brain smaller than a pea and cojones smaller than a moth's balls. His name is George W. Bush. A little jerky clown when you look at this little nothing piece of garbage crap one on third base and thought he hit a home run, who gave us the war on terror, attack Afghanistan. We got to get that guy Osama bin Laden dead or alive. The longest war in American history, lies us into the Iraq war, lies us when a lot of us knew about it, as I did and many others.
Mm-hmm.
And what did his popularity rating go up to? 90%. You want to see how stupid the people are? They believed in a piece of low-life, murderous, psychopathic, sociopathic, narcissistic crap, George W. Bush. You cannot get any dumber than that, but yes, you can. You hail Hitler, you march to Mussolini, and you salute Stalin. You look up to Cuomo and a gruesome Newsom over there in California.
It's pretty gruesome, that's
end
for
of
sure.
Story. Mm-hmm. End of story.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty sad. So no hope here? What's going
to
happen?
Yeah, well, hope is the most negative word in the metaphysical dictionary. It means wanting to do something without doing anything. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe something can be done. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men since Samuel Adams. This is a time of setting brush fires of freedom because we've lost it. Mm-hmm. So people have to stand up and fight. And I don't mean violently fight. I mean fight for freedom. And again, you know, I ask people, subscribe to the Trends Journal. We're out there fighting. The more people we have, the more we can do. You know, we're putting videos up a week. We're getting like, you know, 90,000 views in a shot now. You know, so the audience is building. And the more we get, the more we could fight. We have to unite for freedom. And everybody has to do the best they can on a personal level. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Mm. Rise to the highest levels you can. Do not bow down and suck up and take orders from politicians. Poly, right?
Yeah.
Politics. That's all they are. Politics.
Yes. Couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. So the key is rising up, eh?
That's it.
Not taking it anymore. So some
not
of the,
taking it.
Yeah. So you think that some of these politicians are going to get the message, like they're going to have to open things up?
No, they have to be forced into the message.
Mm-hmm. So they got to be forced. So how are we going to force them?
How are we going to force them? Demonstrations.
Yeah.
Protests.
Just civil disobedience, refusing to honor the lockdown. Because that's the thing. Once they start opening up a little, I think that people are just going to just say the heck with this. And they're just going to, right? They're just going to go for it.
Again, we have to stop it from happening. And the people will protest enough. And we could, it's up to us. We start suing them for disobedience, for violating our constitutional and Bill of Rights. They're doing it right in front of our eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's the way it has to be. And we need to fight them constitutionally. And fight for our rights.
Yeah, there's really no other way here, is there?
Nope.
This is like the defining moment. Because do you think they'll ever open up the economy again and start things up?
Oh, they can't. It's going to open it up, but that doesn't mean it's going to come back. All the people that have lost their jobs, look at the debt levels they have to cover that they're not getting income coming in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. Yeah. So situation... It's really serious, but I guess we have to rise up and take it back, right? Take the country
back. That's it. That's it. We don't rise up, we lose it.
Yeah, there's no other way.
And again, one of the things to look at, very important right now with the oil prices. Mm. You know, you're looking at Brent crude right now at about $21. It bounced back. And West Texas at about $15 a barrel. It bounced back a bit. But it's way, 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 way down. And you're going to see a lot of economies around the world go down with it. All the communities, states that are oil reliant for business going down. And oil's telling the story. And that's the real bottom line to this. It's not coming back. Watch those oil prices where they are. They're doing everything they can to pump them up. And we even saw oil prices hit historic lows the other day. The futures market, you had to pay $34 to take this.
Yeah,
stuff.
I know.
You know, so that's one of the things to look at.
Yeah, well, I was just wondering when it was going to happen that you'd go pull up to the local gas station, fill up, and then they give you money for filling up.
Yep.
Are we going to get to that point? And what about the helicopter money? And of course, the stimulus.
Again, that's going to the bigs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all there. Mm-hmm. The money's going to the rich again. Just the too big to fails are more important than the rest of us. And we're getting crumbs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, that is a very, very true. Well, hopefully people will wise up to what's going on and stop looking at government as the solution and more as the problem, as Reagan once said.
And well, again, you just use the word government. It's not government. Hmm. It's politicians. It's individuals. So they give us the line of government as though it's a big thing, and it's not. It's the few people that are leading the show in the governments. They're the ones that are doing it. The others just follow orders. And so it's the politicians that are destroying us. And we need to fight against them. I'm a political atheist. I do not believe in the political system.
Same here.
I've worked in it. I was assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. I know it from the top down.
Mm-hmm. Rotten to the core.
Rotten to the core.
Rotten to the core. Well, all right. You've given us a lot to chew on here, Gerald. We really appreciate you coming on as always. And you want to go check out Gerald's site. And
yep, the Trends Journal. There's no other magazine like it. And it's nothing week. It's a weekly magazine, nothing like it. Yeah. So please support us. And the more we have, the more we can do. And thank you for all that you do and speaking out for the truth.
We try.
I very much appreciate it, Kerry, and I very much enjoy being on with you.
And likewise, hey, it's always great to have you on. It's been years now. You know, we've been talking about this for a long time, and you and I and many others of our persuasion always said that the next crash was going to be far greater, far worse than 08 and 09, that 08 and 09 was the warm-up act. And man, we were right in spades. We didn't know when it was going to happen, but we knew that it was going to happen. And I've come up with a couple of laws, a new law of economics. It's called Lutz's Law of Unsustainable Trends. And that is, a trend that is unsustainable will eventually stop and even reverse at an unknowable point in the future. A trend in motion continues in motion until it becomes unsustainable. And that's where we're at now, right?
Yes, you got it. We have entered the greatest depression, and people better start preparing to prevail, because if they don't, they're going to go down with it. So thank you very much for having me on, Kerry.
Always a pleasure.
Till the next time. Ciao, ciao.
All right. You be well. Hey, questions or comments for Gerald, myself, we know you want to ask and get our opinion. Email is kl@kerrylutz.com. Twitter feed @KerryLutz. Facebook page is Financial Survival Network. And of course, that's our website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Gerald, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.